brothers, sisters, friends, guests, not yet Muslims, non-Muslims, whoever you are, may the peace and blessings of God be upon you all, and welcome to this live stream, if you like, this video, this short lecture, whatever you want to call it. I want to take the next 15, 20 minutes really engaging with you guys, really connecting with you guys, and I want to share a very, very important topic with you today. And I believe this topic, if you watch the whole video through, this will change your life, guaranteed. If you're sincere and you're looking for the truth, this will change your life. And this topic that I want to talk about today is to do with putting your trust in God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and the one that created everything that exists. But before we do this, what I want to do is I want you to think about the idea of truth, right? Trust. Trust is what we're talking about, not truth. But I want you to think about the idea of trust. Now, what does trust mean to you? What does trust mean? When we think about the idea of trust, what we know, what we realize is that it's something all of us have done. It's something that all of us have put into practice at some point in our lives. It's something that we all engage in. It's a part of our human nature to trust others, to trust other human beings, to trust people, to trust our family members, even to trust systems and things. We all trust something. It's integral to the human being to put your trust in something. I mean, I'm sure all of you can remember a time in your lives where, you know, you may be a child and you may have gone to a parents' evening and your dad unfortunately let you down because he couldn't get off work early enough or he was stuck in traffic, right? So he let you down. He broke your trust from that perspective. Or maybe your mom, you were doing a school play and she was excited to see you. And you were putting your trust, you were relying on her to show up, but then out of nowhere, she couldn't make it, right? Or later on in life, you were maybe in a relationship, right? You were in a relationship with someone, you were hoping, you were sure, you were positive that this was going somewhere. You were positive that you were going to spend the rest of your life with this person, but then suddenly it all fell apart. This person broke your trust, right? And this is the reality of human life. I mean, I've had many occasions in my life where people have broken my trust. People have let me down, right? Things and systems and all of these types of things have let me down. It happens with every single person, every single one of us without fail, right? And the reason this happens is because everything in existence is fallible, right? Everything, anyone, every person on this earth, on this planet, in this existence will at some point let you down. Maybe not because they want to. Maybe they don't want to do it, but it'll just happen because of their fallibility, because of who they are, because of the fact that they're limited. So brothers, sisters, friends, and everybody else watching, all hope is not lost, right? Because there's some people that see this and experience this through their lives, and they see that their trust is broken over and over again. And what ends up happening is they become very cynical. Then they stop trusting people. They stop relying on people. What they do then is they start to depend upon themselves completely. They become very independent, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but they take it to such an extent where it becomes pressure for them. They can't handle it anymore. They can't deal with it anymore. They just become overwhelmed. They put all of the pressures on themselves. I have to do this. I have to go here. I have to do this. I have to pay this bill. I have to take my family here. I'm taking care of so and so and so. And it becomes so overwhelming that people start suffering from anxiety. They start breaking down. They start getting depressed. They start getting frustrated. And then they start venting out on other people in their life. And either way, whichever way you look at it, it seems like it's all doom and gloom. Whether you put your trust in others or yourself, it will always let you down. So what is the solution, brothers, sisters, and friends? And that's what I want to talk to you about today. The solution is that if you put your trust, if you exercise that thing that's a part of your nature, which is to rely on others, if you rely on the creator of everyone and everything that exists, that will truly free you and liberate you and bring peace and tranquility and content and happiness into your life. This is what I want to discuss with you today, right? And here's the thing, brothers, sisters, and friends. The way I want to do this today is to make it very real for you. See, God in the Quran does something very unique. Now, the Quran is the book of the Muslims, which we believe is the final revelation of God that God has sent for the whole of humanity. And in the Quran, God shares many stories, right? And the reason God shares stories is because stories are something that relate to human beings. Whenever we hear stories, we connect with them, you know, and we start experiencing them. It's a part of our nature. And what God does is that He shares the most profound stories throughout history, and in specific, the stories of the greatest men to walk the face of this earth, His messengers, the prophets, right? And as this lecture series over the next 10 days is about the prophet Abraham, one of the greatest messengers of God, I want to share some experiences from his life. And especially when it comes to the reality of trust, putting your trust in God and how he did this, right? And one thing I want you to note is that, you know, when you put your trust, when the prophets put their trust in God, you think, well, they're prophets of God, they're special people, I can't be like them. You shouldn't think this way. Yes, they were unique people. They were special people. They were people who had this special relationship with God. They had a special station. They were special people. Nevertheless, the key thing to remember is that they were human beings like you and me, like yourself and myself. And therefore, we can try to emulate them, try to be like them. And the particular story I want to share with you regarding the relationship between man and God, and in particular to do with the trust between man and God, is the story of Abraham when his people wanted to kill him, when his people wanted to burn him alive, literally, right? See, there came a time in the life of Abraham when he was giving his people the message. He was continuously engaging with them, calling them to worship God alone, telling them to stay away from idol worship. Don't worship these things. You made them with your own hands. They can't benefit you. They can't speak to you. They can't help you in any way, shape, or form. He was warning his people every single day of his life, over and over and over again, as all the messengers did. And his people got to a point once with him where they said, you know what? Enough is enough. Enough is enough. He's pushed all boundaries. We're going to get rid of him. We're going to avenge our gods and we're going to kill him. And the way we're going to kill him is we're going to burn him alive. So what did they do? What did they do, brothers, sisters, friends, and everybody watching? What did these people do? They built a huge fire. Now think about this. Put yourself in this situation. You're a man or a woman. You're trying to call people to do what's right, right? You're stepping up. You have the bravery to speak out and to do what's right, right? And you start calling these people, but they decide to get rid of you. They decide to kill you, right? But you stick by your principles. You don't budge. You don't move. You don't move away from them. And they build this huge fire, as we hear the story in the Quran. They build this massive fire, a huge fire. They gather logs and wood and all of these things for days and days and days. And they build this massive fire. And the fire becomes so hot that they can't go close to it to throw Abraham into the fire. Right? So what do? Someone amongst them comes up with the idea that let's put him in a catapult and just launch him into the fire. And I'm sure many of you guys have seen, you know, for example, circus acts, and maybe somewhere in the world where you have the cannonball man or the stunt man that's launched out of a cannonball or a cannon, like a cannonball, and he flies through the air into a net. Now imagine this situation. You're being put into a slingshot, the type of slingshot they would use in wars and battles to fling huge pieces of rock at buildings and monuments. And he's been put into this, and they are tying, as we hear from the traditions, they tie his hands and his feet, right? He's one man. There's a fire right in front of him. They're about to launch him in this catapult. They launch him. Now imagine this scene. They cut the rope, the cannonball launches, the catapult launches. Abraham goes flying through the air. Now at this moment, time slows down. Imagine time really slows down. Imagine what happens at this time. There is this one man who puts his trust completely in God, and he's flung through the air, and he is flying through the air. And at this moment, because he is a messenger, a prophet of God, Angel Gabriel comes to him. As he's flying through the air, Angel Gabriel comes to him and asks him. Angel Gabriel, as many people would know, many people have heard of, whether you're Muslim or non-Muslim or Christian, Angel Gabriel is the mightiest angel of all. And he comes to Abraham and he asks him, he says to him, is there anything I can do for you? Is there anything I can do for you? Can I help you? And Abraham in this moment says something very profound. He says, no, I don't want any help from you, but I want help from my Creator. I want help from God. Now, brothers, sisters, friends, I want you to really think about this. This moment in history, I believe, was the defining moment of the relationship between man and his Creator. In particular, the aspect of man putting his reliance and trust upon God alone. This was the defining moment. Because what does Abraham do? He could easily have asked Angel Gabriel, help me, take me out of this situation, turn the fire off, whatever, make it rain, whatever the case is. And it would have happened. But Abraham, look at the trust he had in his Creator. He says, no, I don't want help from you. He says, I want help from my Creator. And he says, God is sufficient for me, and He is the best disposer of affairs. And I want you to remember these words. He says two things. God is sufficient for me. He's enough for me, and He is the best disposer of affairs. And I want you to ask yourself a question, and maybe this question has come to your mind already. Why would this man, a man, have, how could this man have such trust in his creator that he's being flung into the fire, but he rejects an angel and he puts his trust in God alone? Why? What was it? What did he know about God? What did he know about God? And if we really think about this, brothers, sisters, friends, you will come to realize that, you know, if you know who God is, then you can sort of taste, you can get to the sense of why he did what he did. See, God in the Islamic tradition, just pause that story for now. Abraham is going through the air. Just pause that and put that aside for a second. Compartmentalize it for a second, just here. God in the Islamic tradition is the creator of everything that exists. We believe he is one. He's uniquely one. There is nothing like him. He is one without a second or a third or a fourth. There is nothing equivalent to him. There's nothing comparable to him. He is one. He is all powerful. He is in control of everything. He has all power. Nothing has power. He's unlike anything you can imagine. He is completely independent. He depends upon nothing in his creation. He is free of need. He's perfect. But everything in creation, every single atom, every single molecule, every single thing, at every single moment of its existence, is completely dependent upon the Creator. This is our Creator in a nutshell. And this Creator who's so high, who's so perfect. Now here's what's beautiful. He loves you and me more than our own mothers love us. Just let that sink in for a second. The Creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who is so perfect, he loves you and me more than our own mothers love us. He wants best for us. He's always looking out for us. He continuously provides for us. He gives us everything we have. The fact that you're listening to me right now and you can comprehend what I'm saying, and the fact that I can speak to you, this is all because of him. He is the excessively merciful. He is the most merciful. He loves us and he wants best for us, and he is in control of everything. And some of the things that Abraham, peace be upon him, understood about God. And because of his understanding, he had complete trust in God. And he even said to the angel, I don't need you to help me, I have my trust in God. And he said, God is sufficient for me and he is the best disposer of affairs. And here's what happens next, brothers, sisters and friends. Look at this. And it's captured in the words of God in the Quran. God says, but we said, fire be safe, be cool and safe. Fire, be cool and safe. Now here's what's profound. Brothers, sisters, reflect on this point for a second. Abraham said something profound as he's flying through the air. He says, God is the best disposer of affairs and he is sufficient for me. Look at the way, brothers, sisters and friends, look at the way God disposed of Abraham's affairs in this case. Not only did he tell the fire to be cool, but he told it to be peaceful. God disposed of the affair in the most perfect way, because if God had just told the fire to be cool, you know, if it gets too cold, that can freeze us as well. I mean, if you go to the Antarctic and you don't have the right covering, you can die, right? If the fire got too cold, Abraham could have died. But God said to the fire, be cool and be peaceful for him. Be comfortable for him. And as he lands in the fire doesn't harm him. It's completely peaceful for him. It doesn't burn him or touch him in the slightest. If anything that happens is the ropes that were tied to his hands and his feet burn off, but the fire does not touch him. And he walks out of that fire with his trust in God. Brothers, sisters, friends, I want you to really think about this. Yeah, he was a man. Yes, he was a messenger. He was someone very close to God. But God sent men so they could be examples for us. He wasn't an angel. Think about this, brothers, sisters, and friends. The trust he had in God, and look at the way God took care of him. I mean, and we see this throughout the Quran. We see the stories of the prophets, and over again, we see the trust of these prophets in God, the way they relied upon God, the way they trusted God. Take the example of Moses, another prophet, quickly, briefly. Moses, peace be upon him, was one of the mightiest messengers of God, right? And I'm going to give you one specific incident. He took the children of Israel from Egypt and they're escaping in the early hours of the morning. They're escaping, all of them, right? And they come to a point where the sea is right in front of them. And picture the scene. The sea is in front of them. Moses and his people look back and in the distance they see Pharaoh and his army chasing them, closing in on them. The hooves of the horses are kicking up the dust and they're getting closer and closer and closer and closer. Even the children of Israel, they start to panic at this point. What's captured in the Quran is that they start to think it's all over. It's done. They're finished. They're going to get killed. But Moses, look at the trust and the consciousness he had of his creator, of God. Moses turns to God, and what does God do for Moses? God parts the sea. He changes the laws of physics, just like in the story of Abraham, the laws of physics are changed for that trust, that reliance, that consciousness of their creator. God parts the sea opens up, and they walk right through, right through. And when Pharaoh comes in, the sea closes in on him. And again, we see these examples over and over again. When you put your trust in God, miracles can happen. Miracles, literally, literally. So brothers, sisters, friends, everybody watching this right now, I want you to be inspired by this, because this is reality. If you put your trust in God alone, and not in created things, things that have let you down in the past and things that will carry on letting you down, you put your trust in God alone, He will avail you. And amazing things will happen in your life. Amazing things, right? Take for example, when you put your trust in God alone, I want you to take these points home with you. When you put your trust in God alone, this frees you of anxiety and all types of worry. Because now you're putting your trust in the one who has created everything, who maintains and sustains everything, and who knows best, and who makes sure that the best happens for his creation. He wants best for you. He is the source of all goodness. He wants good for you. What this should do is, even if things happen which are difficult, or trials or tests in your life, you should know that the one that's put those in your life is the one that loves you and wants best for you. So there is good in those trials, there's good in that test, even though you may not be able to see it because you're fallible. We don't know the wisdom behind everything. We don't understand everything as human beings. The arrogant thing to do is to say, you know what? Oh, I can't see the wisdom, so I'm not going to put, God hates me. I don't like God. We don't want to do this, brothers, sisters, friends. If we truly understand who God is, it should make us realize, you know what? God has done this. There is good in this for me. Let me try find the good. Let me be patient and put my trust in God. And you know what's beautiful? In the Quran as well, God says that He is with, literally, the word that's used is with the patient. Now, obviously, we don't say God is physically with us, but in His power, in His knowledge, He is with us. He is with those that are patient, with those that are close to Him, with those that put their trust in Him. Brothers, sisters, friends, what more reasons do we want to put our trust in God alone? It will give you happiness. It will give you peace. It will give you tranquility. It will help you and aid you in fulfilling your purpose of existence, because God created us to worship Him. God created us to worship Him. God created you and me to worship Him. That's why we're here. And when we get caught up in other worldly things, you know, this is why no one's happy. We're always depressed and sad and frustrated. We have all of the physical goods and the amenities of life, you know, running water, food in abundance, all of these things, but we're never truly happy because we're not fulfilling our purpose. Our purpose is to turn towards God, connect with Him and worship Him alone. And a part of that worship is to put our trust solely in Him, rely in Him. And through doing this, we'll find such peace and tranquility in our lives that we can't even imagine. Right? And as I said, you will experience miracles take place in your life when you have this understanding, when you've developed this relationship with God. And you know, a last point I want you guys to think of is, you know, I don't know about you guys, but myself, you know, I as a child, and there's many people, you see this probably with your kids if you have kids, we love superheroes. We always want to be superheroes. As a child, you probably put on a cape, you know, tied the knot and were jumping from sofa to sofa, running around the house, acting like you're Superman or Batman. We all did this. It's because a part of us human beings, there was this desire to feel like we're special, that we're unique, that we are infallible, that we can do special things and we have powers. But as we grow older, we start to realize, you know what? I'm fallible. I'm not perfect. You know, I'm mortal. You know, I can't do many things. I'm limited. Life is short, right? And we begin to get in tune with reality. But think about the state of the one who has discovered his creator and has put his trust in his creator, right? And he knows that if God is, see, God says, if He helps you, then there is no one that can overcome you. This is the words of God. He says, if He helps you, there is no one that can overcome you. But if He forsakes you, then there's no one after Him that can help you. When God is with you and you put your trust in Him, you will truly feel like a superhero. You know, because remember, superheroes are fallible. Superman had his vices. He couldn't deal with kryptonite, right? But God has no limitations. There is nothing that affects God. He is perfect. He is the one that has all power. So if He is helping you, He is your friend, you put your trust in Him, how can anything ever overcome you? Right? Think about this, brothers, sisters, and friends. Right? And I really want you to encourage you to do this, because I'm telling you, you know, when I personally, and I'll share a quick story with you, when I took the initial and I hadn't really put my trust in God, but there was a long phase in my life where I was looking for answers. You know, I was all over the place. I was doing many crazy things and I didn't know what life was all about. I was looking for answers. And I got to the point in my life where I was just fed up. I had done pretty much everything and I just wanted to just finish everything. I was finished. I was depressed. I was frustrated. I didn't want to talk to anyone. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to be anywhere. And at that moment, I remember a point in my life that I was sitting in my room in my bed and I'm looking up at the sky outside the window. And I just scream out to God. I just, if you're there, show me the way. I'm putting my trust in you. I'm leaving it to you. Show me the way. And from that moment onwards, my life started to change. I literally witnessed the miracle for myself, right? And remember, brothers, sisters, and friends, that whatever we like to say on the surface of it, we like to be intellectual, give me arguments, I want to engage in some intellectual gymnastics, let me see if I can reason to God's existence, all of these things. But the reality is the greatest evidence for any human being is personal experience. When you experience something in your life, that's the greatest evidence. And I'm telling you, if you turn towards God and you accept that reality within, that truth that exists within you, you just allow it to express itself. The belief in God, which is already there, that's a part of your spiritual DNA. If you allow it to express yourself, you will not be disappointed. You will see those miracles in your life. You will see those beautiful miracles in your life take place. And that will be the greatest evidence for you. And God guides anyone that's sincere. I guarantee you, if you are sincere and you are sincerely watching this right now, God will guide you. All you have to do is ask Him, turn to Him, right? And do this, brothers, sisters, and friends. Finally, to conclude, where does it all begin? If you're here, if you're ready, if you want to turn towards your Creator, if you want to worship Him, if you want to have this relationship, if you want to put your trust in Him, where does it all begin? Very simple, brothers, sisters, friends. It begins with you acknowledging the truth. Acknowledging the truth that God has already placed within you. See, in the Islamic tradition, we believe in God because of the fitrah, which means the first nature, the pure nature of the human being. God has created every single one of us, me and you, all of us, with that knowledge planted within you, inside your heart somewhere, inside your soul somewhere. It's there. The knowledge of God is within you. Just allow it to express itself. You will just turn inwards and it's there. Just be sincere. Accept what's already there. And when you accept it, you turn towards God and you acknowledge that He is the one that holds all power. He is one. He's uniquely one. All power belongs to Him. He is the creator of everything that exists. When you acknowledge this and you acknowledge His messengers and His final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, you enter Islam, which means submission to the will of God. And you become a Muslim, someone who submits to the will of God. All you have to do, brothers, sisters, friends, is to make the declaration. Very simple. You can do it when I say it, you can do it later on. But all it takes is this. With your heart, with sincerity, to declare that there is no deity, meaning no God, nothing worthy of worship except God alone. And that you worship Him alone and you acknowledge this, and that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was his final messenger in the line of messengers. If you acknowledge and accept this, you have entered that fold. And that's where your first steps start. That's when you start to develop your relationship with God. And that's when, you know, God says those that believe in Him, he's a friend of the believers. Right? And then you turn to Him, you put your trust in Him, you start to engage in this beautiful relationship with God, which will continue to blossom throughout your life, and you'll find true meaning and true purpose to your life. And you tests will come, trials will come, but you will find peace and tranquility in your relationship with God. You'll get strength and you'll be able to deal with all those tests and trials, and you'll see the positive in them, and you'll allow for yourself to develop through those, because you won't be a barrier anymore to them. And that's the essence of life. And we will go through life, and the reality is, brothers, sisters, friends, whoever's watching, we're all going to die. You're going to die, I'm going to die, everyone's going to die. Everything's going to come to an end except God. So we're going to go back to Him. And before we go back to Him, brothers, sisters, and friends, it's very important we fulfill the reason we were created for, which is to worship Him, turn to Him, acknowledge Him, have a relationship with Him. I conclude on this. May God guide myself and you guys. May God bless all of you for watching this. Please stay tuned for our upcoming lectures or videos over the next couple of days. Until next time, may the peace and blessings of God be upon all of you. Take care. Oh.